Lord, I pray as I set the introduction, that you have your spirit and your hand upon this. Lord, that this is a very important issue about the hearts of the Father, turning towards the children and the hearts of the children to the Father. We're speaking of, lest you strike the earth with a curse, we're speaking of in these days. Father, we want truth to come forward, the spirit of truth and the spirit of holiness, that will cut through seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, that will cut through the enemy's agenda to possess our children, and that our seed, our children, shall take the battle to the gates. They shall take the gates of the enemy and cause them to submit to you in Yeshua's name. All right. I'm going to read now this second part, and the place that I'm staying is called Unrogel. It's a street, and it's very significant at this time. I'll read the scripture starting from verse 14, 2 Samuel 17, verse 14. And we will go to probably verse 26. Here we go. And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, now let me give context for what's happening, the scenario here. This is at the time of Absalom's rebellion against his father, King David. And this discusses Ahithophel, and it also discusses what happened with Absalom. And Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the counsel of Hushai, the Archite, is better than the counsel of Ahithophel. For the Lord hath appointed to defeat the good counsel of Ahithophel to the intent that the Lord might bring evil upon Absalom. Now, Hushai the Archite was a son of Zadok. He was one of the Zadok priesthood, and he was loyal to David's camp. And David sent him back in to request counsel, to advise as a spy Absalom, as Absalom was sitting on David's throne, King David's throne, as a usurper. And he was a young man. The counsel of Ahithophel was the counsel who used to be in David's court, and he had acted treacherously against King David and counseled Absalom into the rebellion against his father's house. Okay, these are key ideas and understanding of what is going on in the, quote, tents of David in the church now. Okay, Ahithophel, who had been loyal to David, acted treacherously and began to counsel Absalom on the strategies to pursue David and overtake him and murder him. So Ahithophel was a covenant breaker on a lot of levels. He had power and lust, ambition in his heart, and he was out of God's order. He caused David's son to dishonor him and fueled rebellion and division in the kingdom. So his spirit was not from God, and neither was Absalom, who was fueling revenge for the rape of his sister Tamar. And the Lord had appointed Ahithophel to be defeated, to bring evil. The Lord might bring evil upon Absalom. Okay, this is the intent of the enemy in God's house, the real house, the tabernacle of David, not the temple of Solomon, which is another whole issue. Then said Hushai unto Zadok and to Abiathar the priest, thus and thus did Ahithophel counsel Absalom and the elders of Israel, and thus have I counseled. Now therefore send quickly and tell David, saying, lodge not this night in the plains of the wilderness, But speedily pass over, lest the king be swallowed up, and all the people that are with him. Now Jonathan and Ahimaaz stayed by En-Rogel, for they might not be seen to come into the city. And a wench went and told them, and they went and told King David. Nevertheless, a lad saw them and told Absalom. But they went both of them away quickly and came to him in a man's house in Bahurim, which had a well in his court, whither they went down. And the woman took and spread a covering over the well's mouth, and spread ground corn thereon, and the thing was not known. And when Absalom's servants came to the woman, to the house, they said, "Where is Ahimaaz and Jonathan?" And the woman said unto them, "They be gone over the brook of water." And when they had sought and could not find them, they returned to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, after they were departed, that they came out of, up out of the well, and went and told King David, and said to David, "Arise, and pass quickly over the water, for thus has Ahithophel counseled against you." Now Jonathan, then David arose, verse 22, and all the people that were with him, and they passed over Jordan by the morning light. There lacked not one of them that was not gone over Jordan. And when Ahithophel saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass and arose, and gat him home to his house, to his city, and put his household in order, and hanged himself and died, and was buried in the sepulchre of his father. Then David came to Mahanaim, and Absalom passed over Jordan, he and all the men of Israel. And Absalom made Amasa captain of the host instead of Joab, which Amasa was a man's son whose name was Ithrah, an Israelite that went to Abigail, the daughter of Nahash, sister to Zeruiah, Joab's mother. So Israel and Absalom pitched in the land of Gilead. Now it came to pass when David was come to Mahanaim, that Shobi, the son of Nahash of Rabbah, of the children of Ammon, and Machir, the son of Amiel of Lodebar, and Barzillah, the Gileadite of Rogalim, brought beds and basins and earthen vessels and wheat and barley and flour and parched corn and beans and lentils and parched pulse and honey and butter and sheep and cheese of kind for David and for the people that were with him to eat, for they said, "The people is hungry and weary and thirsty in the wilderness." All right, then chapter 16 begins to go and discusses how the king pursued Absalom, and Absalom was destroyed by Joab's army and leadership. He was slain by Joab in the next chapter. Now, what I want to discuss here is some of the words and the rise of the rebellion and how it played out. And that the enemy's strategy in these days is to cause rebellion to rise up according to the governmental order that God has set in place because of the sin in the camp of the leaders. It was David's sin that perpetrated this rebellion. His sin with Bathsheba, and the Lord said because he did this, his children would die and the sword would be in his house. And there was rape in his house and division. Even though David repented, the sin still came upon him. And this place, now let's go at big, that Hushite, the council of Hushaiah, the Archite, is better than the council of Ahithophel. All right, this Zadok, this young Zadok priest, the Zadok priesthood is loyal to the to God's ways. They're loyal to the Lord first, even in the time of apostasy. And this is the sort of the mark of the Zadok priesthood, is they kept their vows before God, even when everyone else went apostate and into rebellion. So God sends this young Zadok priest, Hushai the Archite, to counsel Absalom as a spy. This is a man he's sent by God. God sent him that the Lord might bring evil upon Absalom into this council, because he's setting Absalom and Ahithophel up in there to they will be destroyed because they have broken covenant with God. The commandments of God have been broken here. And the big commandment is usurping of God's order. But on a relational basis, it's usurping the honor of his father and his mother. Absalom, was disobedient and rebellious and lusted. He coveted David's kingdom. He coveted David's concubines. He was sexually immoral. We could go down the list. And now, Ahithophel had told Absalom, "Go after David, here's where he is." And Hushai said, "No, don't do that. That's not what's going to happen." And when Ahithophel heard that Absalom and the elders of Israel took the counsel of Hushai, Ahithophel knew that he was going to be destroyed and that he had lost. And Hushai had sent runners to tell David, "Don't lodge in the wilderness, but pass over to the Jordan, because Absalom's going to swallow you up and he's going to pursue you." And these two messengers, these are the messengers, okay, that Hushai sent to David, Jonathan and Ahimaaz, they stayed by En Rogel, so they wouldn't be seen coming into the city to get the message. And when they got the message, they went and told King David. But they were hiding in En Rogel. En Rogel is a place in the Benjamite territory right outside of the ancient city of Jerusalem. It is the northern border which separated the land of Judah from that of Benjamin. It goes, anyway, I won't go into all this, but here it is, En Rogel, and the Valley of Hinnom, which I'm overlooking, crosses to the Vale of the Rephaim, which is behind me in the German colony, Emek Rephaim. It's where the Valley of the Giants were. Anyway, let's look at the word Rogalim, which En Rogalim was a place, and it means a fuller, as tramping the clothing in washing. En Rogel actually means the fountain of cleansing. It's a fountain of cleansing. And now is the time that the servants of the Lord, the secret messengers that have given the correct counsel, have been hiding to bring about a cleansing in God's dirty fountains. The fuller's fountain. The fuller is a washer, and they will wash and cleanse. And this is where they were hiding, in the well in the court where they went down. They hid in this place, and a woman took a covering over the well's mouth and spread ground corn on it, and the thing was not known. Verse 19. And Absalom's servant, because the little boy had seen them come, he squealed on him, and Absalom's servants, and went and told Absalom. So Absalom sent some servants to the woman, and they said, "Where is Ahimaaz and Jonathan?" And the woman said to him, "They be gone over the brook of water." And they sought them and could not find them. So Absalom's servants went back to Jerusalem. And it came to pass that after they departed, that they came out of the well, and they went and told King David. The message that Hushai gave them about arise and pass quickly over the water, for thus has Ahithophel counseled against you. He's told Absalom to pursue you. Then David arose and all the people that were with him, and they passed over the Jordan by the morning light, and there lacked not one of them that was not gone over to Jordan. So they escaped from Absalom's hand of murderous treachery because of the faithfulness of a Zadok priest, a descendant, who kept the laws and the covenants of God. And when Ahithophel and he saw that his counsel was not followed, he saddled his ass and rose and put home to his house, to his city, and put his house in order and hanged himself and died and was buried in the sepulchre of his father. All right, this is what's happening in the body of Christ. There has been counsel because of the lust of power and ambition. And these people have gone in who've been counselors, and they were originally counselors in the house of David, the tents of David. But because of their lust for power and ambition, they've gone after the youth and pursued the youth and counseled the youth movement, to come under their influence and their counsel to rise up and overthrow the godly order in the house of David and in the tabernacle of David by breaking covenant, by lusting for positions, by not honoring the eldership and the order of counsel. It's treachery in God's house. And it happens quite honestly. Throughout this youth culture, the worship of the youth culture, without the instruction of giving honor and respect to elders and those in authority, to be in their position until God raises you up. It is their hand through strange fires, seducing spirits, and false doctrines of devils to rise up. It's out of God's order to enslave them. Listen, I'll give you a position. You'll have a high-profile Christian entertainment ministry. We'll platform you. Oh, we'll say all the right things. And there will be seen a movement of the Spirit, but it is a false fire. And even those that were in David's house are counseling those to rise up. This goes along with Revelation 12. Behind this, and always, this is Hollywood entertainment Christianity. It says, in Revelation 12, it says that old serpent, this is talking about what's going on in the war in the heavenlies, that this serpent that is after, and she brought, and this Revelation 12 talks about in verse 4 that the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. So this speaks of Yeshua and Israel, but it also speaks of the church and the children of God. And there's war in the heavens, and the devil and Satan deceives the whole world, and he's cast out. And now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night. Now God's order in his house and his laws and judgments are different than accusations, which are brought through false teachings, the doctrines of demons. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. And then there's an exhortation to be careful, because the serpent has a short time. In verse 13, and when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And then it says, the woman fled into the place of the wilderness from the serpent. And then down to the last verse 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, okay, the children of God, which keep the commandments of God. Here it is. This is it. The children, her seed, keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So if you're having others break the order of protocol that God has set and established, starting with the family and then moving to, you know, the group, the household of faith, the believers in your community, and then to the nation and so on, according to where God has set you, then you are out of order governmentally. It's out of order. All right, and the wages of sin is death. And Ahithophel knew that he was going to die, that he had betrayed David, and his time was up. He lost everything. Verse 24, then David came to Mahanaim. This is the place of the two camps where Jacob and Esau confronted each other after many years of Jacob being in his father Laban's house. This is the army of two camps. Mahanaim is where the armies of Lord Sabaoth, the armies of heaven, are. And this is a place of great conflict between Jacob and Esau's house. This is sort of a time marker. What has been done, there's nothing new under the sun. What has been done shall be done again. The patterns are the same until they're broken. And they are broken under the blood and obedience to the commandments of God and faith in Jesus Christ. And Absalom passed over the Jordan, and he and all the members of Israel with him. Now the Jordan River means the going down from the place of Dan. It means going down into judgment. And Absalom made Amasa captain of the host instead of Joab, which Amasa was a man's son. Okay, so Israel and Absalom, verse 26, pitched in the land of Gilead. And then David came to Mahanaim, and he pulled together his company. So this place is, there are servants of God that are of King David's house that have the messages of God for the deliverance of the house of David and the tabernacle of David that is in Acts here that we shall speak of. That is the remnant that's in the wilderness fleeing false ministries who are hijacking our youth. Because Satan is after our young people. And he will use deceived people to do that. So it says, repent you therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. The times of refreshing are sent by the Lord and come from him. And he sends them. They're not because a man says, well, send me a refreshing. We submit ourselves to God. If we try to work up a time of refreshing or the Holy Spirit or revival, we are in danger of inviting counterfeit moves of deception. And we must test every spirit according to the word of God and the commandments of God and the order in God's household. You see, the children in the wilderness continue to run after idols and worship them as they were being delivered from Egypt into the promised land. And God had an indictment against them. They knew God's will, but they didn't follow his ways. And therefore, much of the church has a worldly protocol. It's worldly ways of bringing in what they call God told me to this and that, and God told me, but they don't, maybe God did, but they didn't do it God's way. And maybe they need to test the spirits. And look, God always moves and begins a work in hiddenness and in a manger, if you like. in an obscure place, so that no man will touch God's glory.